Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I'm going to do something really special, something I haven't done in a really long time. I'm going to take live calls. I started on this very program, my business, started with this podcast, or it was a radio show back in 2010, a decade ago, and I did live call-in shows. And I honed my skills as a psychic before I really transitioned into working one-on-one with people as a coach, an intuitive coach. So this is going to be really fun. I'm super excited to pull cards for you. I'm eager to hear what all you have to ask me. Now, before I take my first call, and the switchboard is full, and I love it. Get in now if you do want to get on live. I'm pretty good at timing my calls, so get in the queue now so I can factor you in. So let's talk about something I've been seeing a lot on YouTube. Can you manifest a specific person? Because this week I'm promoting, in celebration of Valentine's Day, I'm promoting my Manifest Love in 8 weeks. And oftentimes there is somebody from the past that, you know, we want to connect with. And I have always, the way I was taught manifestation was, no, you can't manifest a specific person because they have free will, right? But here are some nuances to it. I do think if you can shift out of wanting that person the way they used to be and really be open to if they show up, they show up, and if they don't, they don't, you can welcome in that new version of that person. I've always said on this program, if two people split up, you're going to have to come back two different people for the relationship to really flourish. So I still don't believe you can manifest a specific person, but I do think you can shift your energy so that if you are a vibrational match to who that person has become, you can realign and come back together. And so how do you shift your energy? You really change the way you see the situation. You forgive whatever part everybody played in it. You let go. You know, you really process the hurt, the pain, the sadness. If we're talking about a romantic relationship, even a friendship, you let go of what it used to be and really tap into what it is right now. Yeah, that's my answer on that one. So, yes. No, I still don't believe you can manifest this specific person because let's just say you want to manifest the hot dude that sits next to you at work. You can set the intention, you can align your thoughts, but that person still has free will. So you can't intervene on their free will. Now, you can be open to connecting with that person in the event they are open to connecting with you. I definitely think that can happen. Anytime that there's been somebody on my heart that I've wanted to reconnect with, I know that it's this or something better, right? So whatever I'm trying to get out of that situation, I need to get clear about what that is and know that that desire can be met not just by that specific person. Now, if you are looking for some type of resolution, I do think you can set the intention for resolution, and then that person can come back in. But again, the intention, the desire is resolution. It's not necessarily that specific person. We can't interfere with another human's free will. I say that over and over and over again. I have found when I was a psychic, people would come to me and they would want me to help them get back their ex. And I just don't think that's the best use of energy. I don't think that good comes from that. It's a form of manipulation. I think it's a form of not wanting to move on. And I don't think spirit wants us to stay stuck in the past, though I do think somebody can come back if we evolve and then that person is a vibrational match to us, we can reconnect. So that's my answer on that. All right, let's take some calls. Okay, so let's see. Oh, great. Nice full switchboard. Let's start with 805. 805, you're on the air. Hello.
805.
Hello. Sorry about that. Hi.
No problem. I know you've been on hold a while, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you. My question is, I'm out in California, by the way, and
I'm in California too.
Oh, I'm in Santa Barbara. Where are you?
I'm in Oakland.
Oh, nice. I love Northern California. My niece just moved up, got a great job near Atherton, which was nice.
Okay. Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Is she in tech?
Oh, maybe it's not Atherton. It's one of the most prestigious towns up in that area. It's not
That's
Atherton.
Atherton.
is that Atherton? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty prestigious town.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wanted to know if I was going to meet someone, a fellow. I'd like to get married one day. I'm 65 and never been married. I have been in long-term relationships, but it's funny. I was meditating about 4 months ago, and I've been asking the universe to bring in a partner for me, a male partner, and all of a sudden I heard, it's coming soon, and I felt all this love in my heart area, so... Yeah, just probably coming soon. I wonder what you're picking up, please.
So the card I turned over for you is the Alchemy card. And what I love about this card is it tells me a lot about you. You can either create a masterpiece or you can create a mess. And what that means is the whatever dominant thought you are holding on a consistent basis is what you're going to create. And the fact that you keep asking for it and it hasn't shown up, I would say really give yourself some time to just focus on why you think it's not possible. And then clear that out and then just hold that feeling of love you felt when you were meditating and you got that message that it's coming soon. Here's the thing with soon. When spirit gives us soon is very different on the spiritual plane than it is in human time. And so they're waiting for you. So if you line up, you hold the energy, because the energy you were in meditation was that of openness and expansiveness and relaxation. That was the energy that brings in the love that you want. But you go back and forth. So stay in the space of believing that it's coming. It's around the corner. Also, they're showing you don't date enough. You got to get out there. He's not gonna knock on the door.
I just don't meet them.
Get on a dating platform, put your correct age in there, set your parameters for the ages that you want, and know that you're going to find him. Hold the faith, though, right? Don't go into that with any limitations as to what could happen. If you keep your heart open, you're going to find it right away. If you keep going back and forth, just as the Alchemy card says, you can create a masterpiece or you can create a mess, right? So just hold the energy, believe it's coming to you, welcome it in, do the work. And the work is actually putting yourself in a place where you can meet somebody who's also looking for love. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that online dating, I think.
Honey, I wish I could tell you he's going to knock on the door. He's not. But if you open your heart and you take an action, because you might put up a profile, you put a lot of intention into it, and then you meet him at a party 2 weeks later. All you did was just open your heart a little bit more by putting up the profile.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So just be fully and completely open to the process and do your part. And then you'll find him. You deserve to love. You deserve it.
Yes. I can't wait.
But I do want you to look at all the fears. Look at all the fears. Look at all the reasons why you haven't been dating. Look at, and it's been a while for you. And so I coach women around this, particularly women in your age group, around dating, who haven't been in long-term relationships, who are looking for something significant. Mm-hmm. And what I have found is that they've gotten so used to an excuse as to why they are not dating that it's become, they don't even consider it when they're doing that exercise, like what's getting in the way. So I really want you to look at all the excuses you've told yourself over the years as to why you can't date. Even if it seems like a really genuine excuse, it's still an excuse.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you
wonderful.
Do the work, the universe is going to meet you there.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, that's a good first call. Getting back out there. 720-720, you're on the air. Hello.
Greetings.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Dee Dee, and I just wanted to give some insight on this current relationship that actually just started. So I don't know which direction we're going, but if I can get
why don't
insight,
you know which
that'll
direction
be wonderful.
We're going.
I'm very excited.
Why?
Like I get so excited about him, like, you know, and I don't know if it's because it's just brand new or, but it's just, it's exciting. I'm super excited.
Okay. And you guys are dating, right? Like you guys have agreed
yes.
that you're dating? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So the card I got for you is have faith. And when I see this card in relationship to dating, it means that you're holding some doubt that this could be real. And you let that go because your prayers are manifesting. And if you remain positive and you trust your intuition, you're going to see this flourish into something that you really want. But just like the last caller, if you're holding doubt, it's going to get in the way. So just be
yeah.
in it and enjoy it. And know that you've been praying for something like this for a long time and you deserve to get what you've asked for.
Yeah.
Stay excited.
Yeah.
Stay excited.
Yes.
That would be what I tell you. Stay excited. Don't look for a problem. And they're also telling me, I don't know who that girlfriend is. They're showing me hella chatty. I don't know if it's a girlfriend or a sister or an aunt, somebody that you talk to about everything. This is not the thing to talk to them about. Just
right.
let it be.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Real chatty Kathy, right? That's in your life? No.
Yeah.
This is not, don't gossip. Don't talk negatively about it. Just be in it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. And then that way you can hear
sounds
your own
very
intuition.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Because right? I have been keeping them quiet. Keeping them quiet. So, yeah.
So talk to your angels about it. Talk to your spirit guides about it. Like, tell them.
Right.
Because then they'll give you guidance if there is something wrong. But that chatty person I keep picking up that's real deep in your energy field. Yeah, no. They don't mean you any harm. They just have lots of opinions that may not serve you well. Yeah, girl, I'm good at what I do.
Yeah,
I can.
Yeah,
they are all up in your field.
Instead of trying to figure it out, because ain't nothing being said, right? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Creeping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So love it, enjoy it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You're worthy.
I sure am.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing his best. He's doing his best.
Yeah. All right, beautiful.
Dee Dee.
Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too. Okay. Let's go 267. 267, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna, and I'm from Philadelphia. Hi.
Hi.
Could you tell me, do you see a happy, I don't know if I know it's up to me, but a happy, healthy relationship coming in? For a while, I wasn't ready, but I'm really ready now, and I don't know if there's anybody around me. Like, I have some friends, but nothing, it's just friendship.
Yeah, honey, Okay, what they're showing me is that when it comes to actually, it's like my first caller where I was like, honey, you got to get out there and date. What they show me is like you under the covers when it comes to actually having to date. And so it seems easier to kind of look for a friend to boo up with. No, you're going to have to risk, you know, like everybody else, the rejection that sometimes comes with dating and get out there. And that's the only way you're going to get there. If you stay at home under the covers, and this is metaphoric, they're just showing me that you're hiding out, they can't find you. But here's the thing, they're showing me that, you know, I say this all the time, but they're actually showing me the guy is looking for you too, and he's kind of hiding under the covers. And so what if you guys both just decide to get out from underneath the covers and find each other? And so set that intention that he's looking for you too. And this is an exercise that came up, my spirit guides gave me for another client that I think will be really awesome for you. Start talking to him now. So when you're in the shower, in the car, just start talking to that man and telling him about your day. And that is going to help activate the energy to draw you two together. But you're going to have to be willing to put yourself out there, however way you want to do it. Because that's the only way you're going to find each other. You're both hiding.
Okay. Do you see this person?
You don't know him. So stop trying to take the easy way out. You got to get out there. You don't know him. He's not far
okay.
from you. They're showing me he's within a vicinity, maybe two towns over. But, yeah, you can't. You can't take the easy way out, okay?
Okay.
It's not going to work. Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, I want to talk on that really quick. 631, you're next. Okay, I was the girl that was always trying to take the easy way out of dating. I'd boo up with a friend, right? Not even boo up. In my mind, we were booed up, but really they were just my friend. It won't work. If you really want to date, if you really want to be in a relationship, you're going to have to decide, I am going to go through the dating process. And then, however way in which the universe wants you to bring you that person, that's going to happen. But you cannot get anything moving romantically in your life until you make the decision that I am going to be vulnerable. I am going to put myself out there. Yeah, you can't fake this. You're going to have to be willing to be a little uncomfortable to manifest love. All right. 631, you're next. Hi. 631.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
How are
you? This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. What's your question for me?
I'm thinking of, well, not doing a school job, kind of retiring, but just so I get a little money, but I really can't retire. I need a full-time job plus the retirement because I'm 59, but you can do it at the school a little earlier because I'm only going to be, like, if I retire, $200 a month. Do you see me getting another job? Because I really don't like where I'm working.
I got the Waves of Prosperity card, which means that it's all about an abundance of opportunity. I love that card for you, and Spirit was so kind to give it to you. But I need for you to align your energy with the card, with the message, and that is believing that there are an abundance of opportunities out there for you, right? So I've gotten this card before and nothing has shown up. And then I went back to Spirit and I said, what happened? And they're like, well, you weren't aligned with all the opportunities we had coming your way. You were in so much fear and so much doubt and so much worry and so much anxiety that nothing could come through. And as I tune into you, that's what's going on, right?
I'm not really. It's kind of fear because it had to be transferable from teacher assistant to teacher aid retirement and I didn't do it yet. So I don't know if I should not work now or wait till June. That's the thing. So it's up in the air. They're sending the paperwork, but
you get to
it's
decide.
Retiring, but I really can't retire. I need a full-time job. Yeah.
Well, sit with it and ask Spirit if that's really the truth, or is that what you made up? If that's the story you made up, then no, you can't retire.
What do you mean?
You decide to believe a new story.
What's the story made up? What?
That you can't retire.
Oh, no, I can't. I live by myself, and I would only be getting $200 for retirement. I can't live on $200 a month. My rent's $1,500. I just want it if I retire now.
Everything you just said is a story. Sweetheart, I hope you'll hear me on this. I know it's difficult to do in a short amount of time.
No, I can retire, but then I still have to get a full-time job. So it's just retiring from the school system, and I might have to get another job at the school.
You're bringing the story in so much. Decide to tell yourself a different story and see what Spirit brings you. I got the Waves of Prosperity card, but you can't welcome in this prosperity that wants to come to you because you keep saying, I can't, 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 I can't.
No, I can retire from the school job, but I have to work full time because if I retire, I only get $200. I have no other income. I'm not married or anything.
You've told us all. You've told us all this story 3 times in 1 minute. And I am saying this not just to you, but anybody else listening. What story are you retelling yourself over and over and over again? And that's what's getting in the way of what you want. You got the Waves of Prosperity card. It's a money card in my deck. So there is prosperity available to you if you are willing to tell a different story. Got it? I love you.
Okay.
The
thing is, I can retire and I can find a new job.
Okay, I'm going to let that call go because I don't want anybody to take that energy on. Not her specifically, but the energy of victimhood. I can't. Oh, God. You know, as a psychic, I tune into you guys and I can feel it all through my body. I can't. That is victimhood. You are empowered through the divine. If you decide that you are empowered through the divine, if you believe that things are possible for you, and if you are willing to trust your intuition and take inspired action, you can tap into the prosperity that is available to you now. Just stop telling the story, I can't. And I know it's so crazy because you feel like, Amy, but I can't. But if you will just think a different thought, maybe I can. What if that woman on the radio is onto something? I'm willing to consider that there might be another way for me. I can't is not going to get you there. Okay, let's take another call. All right, it looks like I think it's 650, but I could be wrong. No. 111. I have no idea. I moved my little switch here, and there's some people that were still on. Let's see. I think it's 650. Which that means you're in the Bay Area. 650.
Yes, hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi. No problem.
So, I'm wondering if you could do a reading for my daughter. She's interested in a guy, but she's not quite sure whether he's interested in her. She thinks he is, but she's not sure. So,
why are you calling for your daughter?
Oh, just because she's my daughter and I love her. I'd like to give her some information on her, you know.
Well, it's difficult for me to read somebody without their permission. Is she in the room with you?
Oh, no, she's not here right now. But I just had a conversation with her. But I understand. We don't have to read her. It's not an issue. You could read me. Let's see.
Okay.
What do I have? That's regarding my husband. But, I mean, they're family, so they're affiliated
with
me.
Yeah, honey, you got to put yourself first.
Oh, I do.
You got to put yourself first.
No.
You set on hold to ask your question.
It's a matter of love, baby.
No, I love a lot of people, but I also know that you got to put yourself first. What's on your heart? Because I did get a card specifically for you, but I want to know what's going on with you. Okay. She doesn't want to talk to me anymore. Okay, you guys. So love, there's love, and then there is codependency. And I'm not saying this last caller was codependent, but there is an energy where we take things and we get up in people's business because we don't want to deal with our own stuff. And I get that. But if you want to thrive, At the end of the day, you're responsible for your own energy. You're responsible for the choices and decisions that you make. And put your energy into you, and then everybody else, it's between them and God, however way in which they want to play out their life. All right, 415, which you're also in the Bay Area. 415.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I like you. You do empowering readings. I do things like that too. And I am having a little chuckle on how people are reacting because I get it. Yeah, it's all good.
No, tell me why you're chuckling though. You said I'm chuckling over how people are reacting. How are they reacting?
Well, you know, it's Yeah, I mean, it's similar to what has been. It's sort of what I've been working through a little bit the last several days of just being out with the world and sharing the work I do, using sort of new language to explain. You know, people think a psychic is a certain thing, and it's like, well, I don't do predictions and. So,
I can predict things, but, you know, it takes a real clear signal.
I don't, but you're, you know, the way that you're sort of restructuring the callers that I've heard just makes me laugh a little bit. So, yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. They don't want me to read them from that energy anyway, right? Tell me what's going on in your life.
So I've been having wonderful days. Today I hit a little bit of a dip for a few hours. And I'm just noticing that, like, what is my question here? Because I'm just noticing that when I have the good days, I'm out in the world sharing my work and everything. And I sort of get into the zone that I'm so excited to connect with people, make proposals to work together. And then when there's a little bit of a delay, like somebody hasn't gotten back to me in a day or two, you know, it's sort of being conditional. But I'm just sort of, you know, I want to connect and go grab my goodies, you know, they're mine. I want that, you know, I want that in my life now, the next level, and I'm maintaining my energy and my thoughts, and just, I know just to keep going, but like I said, today was a little bit of a dip for a few hours, and it was like, oh my God, I can't deal with this anymore. Yeah, just, I don't even think there's anything wrong there. That's the thing. It's a silly question. It's just kind of, I guess you feel like talking to somebody when it's like, you feel that a little bit. How do I actually get the goodies? You know what I'm saying? When you're like at that high level, you're maintaining it for several days, it's becoming a lifestyle. And then you're connecting others and you want to like kind of really bring it through. That makes sense.
So this and something better. This or something better. This or something better. So in business, you might submit your proposal. You know it's going well. You know that you have something to offer them. You put it out there and you know that they're pondering it. So do everything you know to do, right? So you might do the follow-up. You might follow up a third time, right? And be very practical about it. But what's getting in the way, what they're showing me is that, yes, you are vibrating at a high level. Thank you. It feels so good in my body. But you have to do that last little piece, this or something better. And tell yourself, all the energy I put into getting this client, getting a client, or getting this piece of business, if it's not this person, that energy didn't go, you know, it's not lost, right? It's going to come through another way. Hold on just a moment. Let me say goodbye,
okay,
people.
So
it's in life. If you're
it.
Still, hold on. Let me say goodbye. Bye. If you're listening live, if you're listening in archive, we're going to keep going. So I have some more callers in the queue, and I'll take those. So, yes, so it's this or something better. And I know, because I'm in business too, you can get really attached to like, oh, my God, I just want this to close. But that all it does, that energy just creates aggravation in the body. And so if you can move into the space, which is really just faith, move into the space of this or something better. All my needs will be met. All my desires will be met. I will be fulfilled. And really start to believe that, then you can have lots of conversations with people and it not have to mean life or death. But I get where you're coming from because I'm in business too, right? So, but if you can get to a place of this or something better, right? This or something better.
Right. I'm going to repeat that. Yeah, I realize in sharing that with you, I'm like, okay, I knew as soon as you were saying it, it's like, okay, that you still have the attachment and you hit on it about the energy thing. And I was having that conversation with myself today. I said, you have this thing still going on that you're giving all this energy out into the world or to these certain people. That energy comes back to you, but it's this old story of the energy is wasted or it doesn't come back to me. So that's what I'm still sort of tweaking, which it's just done with, you know, like now we're kind of talking about it and it's like, I can let it go. How do you come to terms with the, I still have that little poor me a little bit of in the past of pouring out the energy. And I didn't recognize how it did come back to me because I really don't feel like it did. So how do I come to peace with that?
And maybe it didn't because you kept saying it didn't come from this way. So obviously it didn't come back. So the universe isn't going to give you anything that goes against your free will, right? So it probably didn't, right? Because you said like, oh, it didn't come from that person. So it's just energy loss. So the universe is like, what? Okay, cool. We'll go with that one. We had it. It was right here. You want to get on board? We'll let you figure that one out, right? So I think it's just telling yourself that all the work I do matters. I'm worthy of everything that I want. Set a very specific goal for yourself. Know that you're going to hit that goal and there's nothing other than that. That's been the big breakthrough for me is I thought that, you know, like, oh, I didn't hit it. Oh, I didn't hit it. And so I finally asked, you know, I went into meditation on it. And they're like, because you leave it open for it not to happen. So just decide that money flows through my business. All my goals and are being met. And that there's nothing else but that, right? So you're already at a high frequency so I can have this conversation with you. You've cleared out a lot, and Spirit is definitely applauding you for that. Now you just need to decide that what you want is the only reality you live in.
Right.
And it can come from a lot of different sources, but just affirm all the money flows through my business. Because there probably is money showing up, but it's showing up in ways in which you are like, no, it didn't come through my business, so it doesn't count. And I can get that. But now you just need to set this intention that all money flows through my business and that of course I'm going to hit my income goal every single month. And it might be this person I just spoke to and it might be someone else. It might be this person who asked me 100 trillion questions and it might be this person who's like, yes, I'm ready to hire you. I already know who you are. Right?
Right. Okay. I'm going to start affirming those things and that and all the energy always comes back to me that I put out, you know, or tangled or whatever that I put out into the universe. You know, I sort of play around with it's maybe too much overthinking, but some it's like Spirit tells me go, follow up, do this, whatever, you know. And then it's like, am I too much in my masculine and I should sit back? But it's like I feel that urge to just go do. I think
and then there might be a week where you do nothing and know that you're provided.
Yeah. I'm going to affirm exactly what you, I took some notes. I'm just going to affirm that. And like what you said, my reality is the only one that I live in. And I think I just got a little bit too attached. It was like my first time out networking in a really long time. And I was having a lot of fun. It was great. And then I got a little bit attached, I think. And I'm going to just affirm all the energy comes back to me. That little poor story came back again. So I'm going to just release it now.
So the two cards I got for you was consultant, expert, and spirit told me specifically find a coach. Find a coach. And a business coach, and specifically a business coach. And a business coach, they're going deeper into this, a business coach who is fully and completely healed around money. Because there's a lot of people that coach in business that can coach the practicalities. They're saying that's not your issue, right? Yours is still that internal work. You're doing enough. They also want to say that to you. You're doing enough. Like all the worldly action that you're that they're guiding you to do, you're doing enough. Now you just have to meet it with belief. And that's where a good energy working coach will help you. And then I got the second card I pulled for you was father healing. And that's again, connecting to your own personal power and believing you live in an abundant universe, a giving universe, that that all your needs are going to be met, that you are divinely supported, that money loves you, that money's supporting you. It's tapping into that, right? That unseen energy of being supported.
Yes, just breathing that in.
I know. Okay. That's, yes, I agree.
Okay, I'm going to relax back into that. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're an awesome caller. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. All right, it looks like a Skype caller. This will be the last call.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing well.
What can I answer for you?
Okay. So I have to do a small procedure on Thursday. Do you think I'll be feeling much better to be back at work on Monday?
Well, it's going to go fine. That's the first thing they said. Like, if you're worried about it going fine, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. That's what they keep saying. And they said it in that way because they want you to say it in that way to yourself. Everything's going to be fine. No. They're saying what they're showing me the earliest is Wednesday.
Okay.
And it's just not so much that there's a problem. It's just that we have no way of knowing how our bodies are going to react to things. Right.
Okay.
So they're just saying for you to be back at like where you could work and be around people and feel you're at your energy level because you run pretty high energy. It would be Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Assuming
okay.
you rest. They added that piece that it's assuming that you take it easy and let yourself heal and everything and not run around like you need to get stuff done. No, it's just let yourself recover. And right? You
all
know
right.
what I'm talking about. They're showing me you, right, you know,
yeah.
running around trying to get things done. So what I would say is before you go to get your procedure done, make sure everything's, all the boxes are checked, that you
okay.
can run around beforehand, and then just let
okay.
yourself rest and recover. And if you can
That's
do
fine.
That,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they're showing me you'll start feeling better, like yourself, about midday Tuesday, and you'll be ready to go back Wednesday.
Sounds good. Okay. I will be going back on Wednesday. All right. Wow. Okay, so I am on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. Get everything done, though, beforehand, so you have no reason not to just rest.
All right. Sounds good. I'm taking the advice, and I'm going to get everything done within the next day or two. I'm going to the laundromat, doing cleaning up, so that way I just do nothing.
Yes.
Okay, sounds awesome. Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Okay.
No problem. Take care. Bye. Oh, that's the end. That's the end of my first live call-in show. And gosh, I don't know. It's been probably a couple of years. So thank you guys for calling in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the callers. And if you saw yourself or felt energetically connected to a particular caller, go back and listen to that call again and see which pieces of that wisdom applies to you, because we're all learning from this well of information that's coming forward from the divine. So I pray that this show was of service, and it was really nice to do it. If you're looking for a coach, right, if you're looking to manifest love, I have my Manifest Love in 8 weeks program, digital program, very affordable. We can work together over email. Or if you're really ready to take your life to the next level, whether it's love, whether it's career, whether it's starting a business, whether it is navigating a change in your life, then consider my service. The Elevate package is really great for someone who wants comprehensive coaching. It's a 3-month package. Also, the Up Level is really great. They're all great, but those two specifically, Elevate and Up Level, I think would be great for anybody listening to this program. So consider that, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you want to listen back to this program, they're all archived on my website under radio. You can find me on Instagram under Amy Yancey, and you can find me on Facebook under Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and Twitter under Intuitive Coach 9. Yeah, this has been a pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself.